The White Sox approach to 2017 was about the future. After missing the playoffs 8 consecutive years, the White Sox changed their approach from fielding a veteran-dominated team to restocking the squad via the farm system and building for sustained success. During spring training, General Manager Rick Hahn admitted that's the plan.
The focus of our scouting department, of our player development people, of the major league staff, is on building something that's sustainable. In the short term, we might have to pay some price at the big league level. I mean, obviously, we had a team last year that finished under 500. We've removed Chris Sale and Adam Eaton, among others, from it. So it's tough to stand up here with a straight face and say to you, this team's ready to contend.
The White Sox final record of 67-95 was not a surprise. They were the fourth worst team in all of baseball. More importantly, a few of the young players like second baseman Yoan Moncada and pitchers Lucas Giolito and Carson Fulmer showed signs of promise. And veteran first baseman Jose Abreu had a monster season, hitting .304 with 33 homers and 102 RBIs. One of the highlights of the year for Sox fans was when legendary pitcher Mark Burley had his number 56 retired in late June.
Breathe deep and don't start crying, tearing up. I'm just trying to hold my emotions together. But yeah, I mean, just looking up there and seeing that, it's just, I can't put it into words.
2018 figures to be another rebuilding year for the White Sox, but they're hoping the short-term pain can provide long-term gain like it did for the last two World Series champs, the Cubs and the Astros. With one of the top stories of 2017, I'm Jason Gotch.